Good afternoon, everyone. Long time no hear from. Surprise! I bet y'all thought I disappeared. Hey, everybody. A sassy cat here, or Miko, as most of you know me by name. And, just checking in to update everybody. And I did promise to post more, and then what did I go and do? No. It's not funny. Before I go any further, I must apologize for my broken promise. I do swear I will update more often. Honest, I will. Yeah, right. Everybody's going, yeah, right, sure, that's what you said the last time, but really, I will. I need to tell y'all what's been going on. I'll try to be brief, because you only get 5 minutes. And I don't want to bombard everybody's Twitter / audio boos with 10 different boos about what's been happening. So, in short, Josiah is healthy and happy, using 2- and 3-word sentences. He's 2 years old, for those who may not know. He's almost 2 and a half. He'll be 2 and a half in April, so. He's using 2- and 3-word sentences. He can count to 20 when he feels like it. He can do it. He watches Treehouse like you wouldn't believe. He even knows a couple of colors. He's starting to learn his colors. He's starting to figure them out. He knows, like, red. He knows blue. Blue, I think, is his favorite. So he always says blue or yellow. Mommy. What's that, Josiah? What you got? Yeah, that's right. Fire truck. What color is your fire truck?
Red.
You're right. That's right. It's red. Very good. As you can tell, I have serious mother's pride syndrome. Like, I'm so proud of this kid. He's walking. Well, we're not really. I'm not really having him. I still carry him on my back when I go places. I don't trust my new dog. I'll get to that in a minute. Enough to. Honey, that doesn't fit in there. That's why you're having trouble. He's trying to drive his fire truck on the windowsill. I don't trust my new dog enough to guide both of us yet. I'm not at that point. I just got her, but she's definitely not proving herself very trustworthy. So until I can get that solved, I don't want him walking beside me until that's bad enough that she's misbehaving with him on my back. Let's see. What else about Josiah? But he does all the typical 2-year-old, you know, stuff. His asthma's still there. I thought maybe he had gotten through it, but he still has it. Whenever he gets a cold, he wheezes. I have to give him puffers and all this. But other than that, he's healthy. What else? Now, new dog. I have a new dog, and her name is Lindsay. She's turned 2 February 2nd. She's fairly young still. We're having problems. I guess it's the typical first, you know, new environment, new dog nonsense that you go through, I guess. She's testing big time to the point where she's finding stuff in the street. One day she just lay down and was going to stay down and devour what she found. It was one of those quiet streets, by God's grace. I did not get clobbered by some speeding car who decided, hey, quiet street, I can just race through here. Got it out of her mouth. She tried to go for it again. What a mess. I got her out of the street. I got her to hop up out of the street. I called the school. I said, you need to get your butts out here. She was testing me on stairs. She wouldn't stop at the top of them. She would just keep trying to go down them. There's times she will go to a curb, a down curb, and just keep right on going. Like, she'll stop, like she's gonna stop, and then just go. So I have to rework that. And keep in mind, you know, they test, but I've got to repeat the rework about three or four times before it gets through. And then she just repeats it again. So when she would run the stairs, I would rework that particular flight, and then she would do it all over again. So, I mean, there's that, and she's a big scavenger. She's also very